Hi, welcome to the pilot episode, first episode of the First Over 40 podcast. I'm your host, Christina Steed, and I'm so excited to start this podcast. So, just a little bit of background on the origin of the podcast. So, when I turned the beautiful age that I turned 2 years ago, it's in the title of the podcast, I launched an Instagram channel called First Over 40. And I was in Aspen, Colorado. I was having this really deep, reflective, meditative birthday vacation, looking at the mountains, doing yoga on top of the mountains in Aspen, and being in nature and just reflecting on my life and thinking about, you know, this is kind of almost the midpoint. For some people, it's the midpoint. And what do I have to look forward to? What am I proud of? The things that I've done, but really, what do I have to look forward to? And so I've been doing a lot of reading up until that point around being mindful and, you know, just kind of going within and doing some deep work within myself to help change some of my thought patterns, a lot of negative thought patterns, how to, you know, help with a lot of the trauma that I had been experiencing over those years. And this Instagram handle was really to make me feel great about being in this, what I think is going to be a beautiful decade. I'm at the beginning of a beautiful decade where I get to chart out the rest of my life, and that life is not over. Like, I've had a great career, but who knows what's going to come next as it relates to that. I could become a business owner. I could become a full-time writer. I could, you know, just do a whole bunch of things, but that I don't want to let the scary age, which, you know, I'd been thinking about it as, oh my God, I'm approaching the scary age for women. It's the 4 and the 0, the scary age. But so the Instagram handle was really to just kind of give myself inspiration, give other women inspiration, to, you know, big myself up that, you know, I'm this age, yet I still look good. I can still work out. I can still manage my weight. I can still be beautiful and sexy and loved and admired and have great relationships in my life. And so the First Over 40 kind of description on Instagram for mine is, big wins make great stories, but small wins make great lives. So celebrating firsts in the glory and growing one step at a time. And for me, firsts do not have to be major firsts, like the first, you know, book I'm reading about a topic that I've not been interested in prior. The first great thing I'm seeing in nature that I've never seen before, or if it's the first time I'm traveling to a wonderful destination or location. It's really just celebrating those moments, kind of like when you were a child and you got the first time to do something. You know, it's never as good as the first time. And as you get older, you don't have as many firsts. So just celebrating those firsts and acknowledging them for the great moments in our lives that they are. So with that, I kind of want to jump into what I wanted to talk about on this first podcast episode, and it's a book review of the first time I've read this book. I was really moved by this book. It is offering a reflection on Sherry Salata's new book, The Beautiful No. So this book is so dope. I was maybe a couple pages into it, and she has something that she said that just moved me so much. I had to take a picture of the page and post it on Instagram, and got so many comments and feedback about the reflection I had related to that page that I was like, well, I think that would be a good first podcast episode to kind of talk about her book, not necessarily to do a review, but to come away and share some of the things that I learned from her book. So you guys can Google Sherry Salata's The Beautiful No book. It's been out maybe about a month, and she's been doing book tour interviews and everything talking about it. And she also has a great podcast that she does that I just started listening to. But what I thought was, you know, was interesting about Sherry is, so she was a long time producer with Harpo Studios and the Oprah Winfrey Show, and she also was in leadership, president of OWN, And she has stepped away from that to kind of focus on her own business and pursuits and content creation. And I think her life is so very parallel to mine, and she's like a fellow behind the scenes person, right? So I'm a behind the scenes person working in public relations and media and, you know, doing, you know, strategy and plans and communications for clients. I work with a lot of, you know, big name and smaller name clients, but I'm the behind the scenes chick. And so I love to hear about stories of people who are doing great work behind the scenes. And so Sherry's book just really spoke to me. First, I connected with her again as a fellow behind the scenes rainmaker who supports a high profile businesswoman similar to me. You know, my CEO isn't as big as her former CEO, but she's well known in the industry of public relations, especially multicultural public relations. And so what initially attracted me to this book was the title, The Beautiful No. To be able to accept being denied something as a beautiful moment that could change the trajectory of your life, that was such a struggle for me, I would say, about 5 years ago. If things didn't go my way, you know, I had no compass in terms of how to deal with that. And I felt like the world was attacking me, that God wasn't on my side when things didn't go my way. But through a lot of meditation and going to church and just really trying to work on myself and see moments of denial or things that don't go my way as opportunities and moments for me to grow, and that what's for me is for me and there's a reason why I've been told no, I'm getting to a point where I'm being able to accept it and seeing the beauty in it, as Sherry talks about in her book. But there are still some things that I'm dealing with, that I'm struggling with, that, you know, might be something that's a part of my journey forevermore. But I get the concept of what we think we want, and when we're told no, it may be the best thing for us in that moment. So I've been told no for several new business pitches, to job offers, to relationships, to dreams of things that I still hope eventually turn into a yes. And I didn't think that they were too damn beautiful, I'm gonna tell you that right now. But I read Sherry's book with an open mind and an open heart. And again, I'm more open to life's lessons now that I'm in my finest decade. I call it the finest. My birthday theme and hashtag was the finest 40. And I'm dubbing this the finest decade. And I got that from when I was growing up. That was the thing that you said about somebody who looked good. You're like, ooh, they are so fine. They're so fine. So I'm taking that into this decade and dubbing it the finest decade. So again, for me and my brand right now, and because we're all people who have our brands that we're developing, I am open to discovering first and learning. And for me, I have always viewed no as a failure. And I'm also a type A perfectionist. So I know for others like me, failure is never good and it's just never beautiful. And yes, as I have read several self-help books, consume all the podcasts, like Goop is like my shit right now. I love the Goop podcast. They always have dope people on. And I talk with like-minded friends about growth and evolution. I'm more tolerable of no, and I'm working on myself to see the beauty and lesson in it. And for Sherry, among the many adventures she had in her life over the course of working at Harpo Studio as a producer, executive producer, and then president, she shares she would have never had the career of seven lifetimes had she not been told no by another job right before she joined the Oprah Show. So I totally get that. But I've been at my current job now for almost 11 years, and I would have never guessed or surmised that I would have been in this role or at one place for that long. Because usually if you're in an agency role, you kind of jump around. But I've been able to just recreate my career and redefine myself and, you know, just raise my hand and say I want to do this, and having the freedom to be able to do that So that's been great. So I haven't felt like I've been in one place, in one lane for 11 years. I've been able to reinvent myself and do many things. And before I started this job, I was telling a recruiter, I do not want to go work at another agency. And they kept sending me agency opportunities, and I kept saying, no, 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 no. Finally, a client-side opportunity came up with a utility company. And so it was really me interviewing and choosing, the choice coming down to going to the utility company or going to where I'm at right now. And I was just really going to make a decision based on that I didn't want to go to another agency because the agency experience that I had was not the best in the past. So, but there was something in me that was saying, you know what? I don't think that this position at this utility company is really what you want to do right now. And I told them no. They offered me the job, but I told them no and ended up accepting a position at this agency that I've been at for 11 years and have really loved every minute of it. And because of that, quote, beautiful no to another job and saying yes to the one that I'm at now, I've had the opportunity to do work that is, I consider it a dharma, part of my dharma, really giving back to my community, being a mentor, working with companies to help communities that look like me and that I'm invested in and live in. And the biggest beautiful thing that came out of it is I met my husband literally in the conference room of my job, which I'm going to tell you, at the time, I was thinking I would not ever get married because the prospects were bleak, but I still was open and kept an open mind, and I didn't even have to go out and look for my husband. God sent him to the conference room of the job that I said yes to when I had previously thought I was not going to work at an agency. So there you go. I really, you know, just reflect on that sometimes and think about, you know, how that has impacted my life. And, you know, I actually did want to work at a place that fed my soul, that I could have an impact on culture. And because of that choice, I've had so many beautiful things come into my life. So I've made an economic impact on my community. And so really, I had experienced or been exposed to a beautiful no, but didn't know that it was beautiful at the time. So, but as I think about this kind of concept, I also think about what about the no's in our lives that we can't control? Like when family members betray us, or when people who we've supported and have been there for when times were tough weren't there for us when the tables were turned. That no doesn't feel too beautiful. And Sherry has a passage that was placed early on in the book that I talked about that I have posted on my Instagram, which really is just talking about how you get to a point where you are so supportive of yourself and you love yourself enough that you are not going to let anybody else tear you down. You are not going to say yes to things that you don't really want to do. You're going to not be a slave to the shoulds, quote unquote, which for a long time I was a slave to. Like, I should be this way. I should do this. I should be this type of daughter. I should be this type of friend. I should be this type of sister, at the sacrifice of my own life, my own, you know, just love for myself. I would put others first, and those others, I don't even think really recognized that that's what was going on, but it had to come to a boiling point where I had to recognize that's what was going on. And, you know, trauma happens in our lives for a reason. And I guess for me, my trauma, that really helped me to kind of shift in my thinking. Again, it was my education. My trauma was my lesson in how to now move and be in my finest decade, really protective of myself, only being at a table where love is served, and when it's not served anymore, getting up from the table. So one person was pushing back on this idea of self-preservation when I posted this thing on Instagram over an obligation to do for others. And I think that if you are a conscious decision maker and you make decisions based on others, and maybe you're in a different space in your life, that's great and that's fine. Live your life. But if your actions are coming from a place of believing that you must follow certain conventions to be worthy, to be a good daughter, friend, wife, sister, then there are needs, you know, you need to kind of, I think, do some self-reflection and evaluation, because it does nothing except run you down. And, you know, I think maturity and age and time has a lot to do with coming to that realization, because the person who was kind of having a contrarian view was younger. And maybe I would have felt that way 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But having gone through what I've gone through, man, I'm not there anymore. So I think you really are thrust into your circumstances, and you're left picking up the pieces and figuring out how to function in your new normal when you have a trauma that shifts you in a different direction. At least that's what happened to me. And even though I've done the work using healing tools like meditation, yoga, silence, retreats, it's a decision I make every single day not to fall back into the trap of people pleasing and doing things for the appearance of being a great human being to folks who could really care less. Like, really, that's the other thing. People do not care. They are concerned with their own shit. So you really do have to love yourself first and really take care of yourself. People can take advantage whether they mean to, consciously or unconsciously. So protect and guard your heart. I think, getting back to the book, Sherry is a woman of a certain age, I think a beautiful age. I'm in a decade that can be beautiful, but also can be fraught with fear. You get into this tailspin of, am I making the right decisions for my future? Am I maxing out my prime working years? Am I giving enough to my 401k? What's next for me? Why can't I lose these pesky 10 to 15 pounds? Good Jesus. Why is my skin on my face redder than it was 4 years ago? How does one get rid of rosacea? If y'all got that cure, please send it to me. Why do my hips hurt when I wear heels or after I run? I didn't used to have that. I could go on and on, but that's another thing about age and maturity, right? Learning to love yourself even when conditions are not optimal, like your weight or your skin or your weight, or that you haven't achieved all of your goals yet. For me, it's to be a published author. That's my struggle bus situation. I get into fits and starts, but it's going to happen one day. It's going to happen. My procrastination disease keeps trying to tell me no, but the devil is a liar and a loser. I am going to be published. It's happening. And I will share all of my beautiful no's and lessons with those who are willing to learn. So with that, I'm going to wrap this pilot episode of First Over 40 podcast up. I absolutely recommend Sherry Salata's book, The Beautiful No, and definitely her podcast. You can search on all the platforms. I listen to it on iTunes or whatever that platform is, Apple's platform for podcasts. And really, you know, I think it's, again, an opportunity for self-reflection and just, you know, looking at yourself and how might you recognize the beauty in the no's that are in your life and how to either turn them around or see them in a different light. So it's always you bringing it back to yourself and really loving yourself more and first. So with that, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and please follow me. I'm at First Over 40 on Instagram, and of course my own personal channel at CC Steve on Instagram as well. And I'd love to continue the conversation and give me some feedback on the podcast. This is just me kind of free flowing right now, but I will definitely firm everything up and have a cadence and be consistent with sharing information. And with that, thank you, and I will talk to you next time. #SetStandard.